Well, we had a Board of Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, and let's start off with the good news. Blue Ribbon Award.
Yes, Cook County received a Blue Ribbon Award, and this includes Grand Portage Tribal as part of Cook County. We just want to make a note of that. When people think of Cook County, they don't always think of the whole area. And I'm just going to read it. I know everyone hates it when you read on the radio, but
go ahead.
The Certification of Merit is based on a nomination and recognition of continued work in prevention awareness, maintaining family strengthening efforts, and knowledge of communities with innovative programs. And we had a focus on child abuse prevention councils, parent support outreach programs, and new initiatives that focus on protective factors. So I'm very bad at reading papers on the phone, but I didn't want to mess that up because it is very, very important.
Yes, it is. That's good. And so a representative from Cook County Public Health and Human Services brought that award in.
She did, along with a whole troop of people, including the Violence Prevention Center, and there's a photo op and everything included.
Okay. Well, let's move down to, I know Janet Simonen, the personnel director, was in, talked about a number of things, but one of the things you all talked about was the possibility of a county administrator. Where are we with that?
We are having a session on Tuesday to hammer that down, and my large hope, dreams, and goals of this meeting on Tuesday is that we definitively decide coordinator or administrator.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also seeking the input, most importantly, of county employees and of the community. So we are gathering that information before Tuesday so that we know how everyone feels before we move ahead. As you know, there's concern that sometimes we make decisions without asking ahead of time, even though it's our job to make those decisions. So now we're making a huge effort to get input prior and make everyone feel like they're part of the process, which is important when we're making a change like this because we've had Janet for a very, very long time, and so this is going to be a new deal.
Yeah, basically the difference between a coordinator and an administrator is the degree that they interface with the staff.
It is, and there's one line on the description that is different, but in both cases, they're under the direction of the board, and I think it's just how it appears to the staff. You know, when you have that one line in your description,
mm-hmm.
for some people that think you're the almighty, and for other people it means nothing. So we just need to decide, and as a board, we need to make it clear from day one how we're moving forward.
Okay, and we have a highway department employee who is moving forward. Gary Blomberg, right?
Gary Blomberg, affectionately known as Blue Boy, and he is my Gunflint Trail plow guy, so I nominated to vote against his retiring very strongly, but, you know, I also made the motion that we would gladly accept his retirement and let him enjoy life. He has been with the Highway Department since July of 1980 as a full-time, and he was part-time for multiple years before that. So he will be retiring effective April 30th, and we wish him the best in his future.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yes.
He must know every pothole in the county.
Yeah, and you know what? He hits it with a smile. He is genuinely the nicest guy, and most of our highway department, or all of our highway department, are just incredible people that we have working out there.
I hear that from a lot of people, by the way.
Yeah.
Some people that are quick to criticize highway department employees, it just seems like lately everybody's smiling when the highway department's around. So that's good. Good, and good luck to Gary. There's a tour scheduled of the family YMCA facility. Such as it is at this point.
It's tentatively set up for May 10th, and it will be early in the morning, and Sue Hakes will get a notification out, and we'll get it out on WTIP and as much information as we can. We need to first make sure that we have the representatives from the YMCA and the new director here to do that tour, and so we do not have everyone on board yet as to whether that's a go, but we're setting for the second week of May. And
okay.
Hopefully there won't be snow, so it'll be
no.
A great tour.
Yeah, it'll be mud, though.
Maybe.
Okay, we've been speaking with Heidi Dukirk. She is the commissioner for the 4th District here in Cook County, and it's always good to talk to you, Heidi, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.